The flooding in Nashville last week claimed 9 lives and caused nearly $2 billion in damage. It also took a considerable toll on the city's musical heritage and infrastructure. Some archives and instruments were destroyed. The stage of the Grand Ole Opry House was covered by 2 feet of water, and the Nashville Symphony lost 2 Steinway grand pianos. But the most significant instrument loss took place at a facility along the Cumberland River called Soundcheck. That's where hundreds of the city's professional musicians store their treasured guitars and other instruments. Craig Habighurst has the story.
Raul Malo, founder of country band The Mavericks and a widely respected singer and songwriter, opens up the case of his beloved 1962 Gibson J45.
What? Oh, my God. How is that holding up?
It's in one piece, but when Malo's guitar repairman turns it over, more than a gallon of water pours out of the sound hole onto the muddy floor.
That's like my favorite acoustic. That's the one I was like, please, please, if any acoustics make it, let it be that one. Look at that. How is that possible?
Malo and a friend try the soggy Gibson and a waterlogged acoustic bass.
I think this one sounds better.
Malo says about the bass.
If I'd have known that, I'd have dropped it into Cumberland years ago.
It's a rare light moment. The rest of Malo's collection didn't fare nearly as well as the Gibson. Guitar bodies have swollen up until their backs split in a lattice of cracks. Necks are twisted beyond repair.
Last night, I was sitting there with my wife listening to my new album, and I said, those guitar sounds that are on this record, I will never be able to duplicate again because all of those guitars are gone.
Just like the sun shining over the mountaintop.
One of the most devastating losses was suffered by the Musicians Hall of Fame. Less than 2 months ago, it was forced to store its collection of historic instruments after the city acquired its downtown property to make way for a new convention center. Lost in the flood, a Stratocaster guitar owned by Jimi Hendrix. In all, the destruction at Soundcheck affected an estimated 600 musicians, from stars like Vince Gill to workaday professionals. Soundcheck is far more than just storage lockers. It's a complex of repair shops, product representatives, and rehearsal spaces where major country artists gear up for arena shows. Last weekend, semi-trailers idled at the loading docks while the crew for country band Rascal Flatts consulted with insurance adjusters and methodically photographed road cases full of instruments, wireless communication gear, and racks of sound processors. Soundcheck is also a so-called cartage company that delivers gear to the professional studio musicians when they arrive at recording sessions. That means a significant percentage of the great guitars in Music City were stored in the same place. And last week, that place was underwater.
Should have brought some muck boots.
It's really almost indescribable.
Facility owner Ben Jumper acknowledges it's not comparable to the loss of lives and homes, but he says the music community is grieving.
I've seen tears, I've seen hugs, I've seen real raw human emotion that'll stay with me for the rest of my life.
At the same time, Jumper says it's not been a complete loss.
A lot of people had shelving in their lockers and their equipment was up on shelves and stayed above the waterline. From 3.5 feet down, it's tragic. It's horrific.
Jumper rented space at several nearby warehouses where repair technicians set up a mash unit for instruments. One wide-open space hummed with dehumidifiers. Spread out on tables on the floor, gear and guitars belonging to Peter Frampton, Keith Urban, John Hyatt, Leonard Skinner, John Fogerty, and others. Steve Ferris, a session guitarist and a former member of rock band Mr. Mister, surveyed his collection like a musical autobiography.
That L5 over there, I bought in 1975 when I graduated from high school and took it to Berklee College of Music. I also took that guitar to LA when I wanted to make it as a guitar player. I used to take that guitar down to Watts and sit in with jam sessions down there like an idiot white kid from the Midwest. But, I mean, that guitar's been all over the place with me. So these guitars have history. That L5, I think, is going to make it.
Most of his collection was not so fortunate. In general, however, guitar repairman Ed Beaver was somewhat cheered by the survival rate of the vintage guitars he worked on.
If you wanted to go mathematical, I'd say that about 10% of the stuff that I have is tear-jerking. About 60% of the stuff I have is going to be reparable. It's going to be okay. It might bear the scars of the flood, but hey, so do we, you know?
Instruments are a category of loss unto themselves. They're not alive, but neither are they lifeless. For their players, they are extensions of their emotions and intimate companions. Many will say years from now that in the storm of 2010, they didn't lose anybody, but they did lose close friends. For NPR News, I'm Craig Havighurst in Nashville.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.